I will call the, hey, sweet. And I will call the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency Board meeting of June 9th, 2021 to order. This meeting is being conducted via teleconference in accordance with Executive Order N-25-20 and N-29-20. Members of the public may virtually attend the meeting remotely using the Zoom platform. The public may listen to and or participate in the Vina Groundwater Sustainability Agency Board meetings via landline or mobile telephone or via computer with both video and audio enabled or audio only. If you wish to comment on an item but do not wish to participate during the meeting, the public may submit comments via email to vinagsapublic.comments@chicoca.gov. Please submit emails with the subject line public comment item number with the item number. The public is encouraged not to send more than one email per item or comment on numerous items in one email. And with that, we will go to item 1.2, roll call.
Thank you, Chair. Board Member Cooper?
Here.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Here.
Board Member Reynolds?
Here.
Vice Chair Royer?
Here.
And Chair Tyshinsky?
Here.
Thank you.
Great, we're all here. We'll move to item 2, the consent agenda. All matters listed under the consent agenda are to be considered routine and enacted by one motion. Item 2.1 is approval of the May 12th, 2021 Vina GSA board meeting minutes. And item 2.2 is approval of the monthly financial status report. Does anyone wish to pull one of these items from the consent calendar?
Chair Kaczynski, this is Todd Kimmelshue, and I'm going to abstain from at least the minutes because Deborah Lucero was fortunate and nice enough to step in for me last meeting, so I wasn't here.
Great. Would it be easier for you if we just do two separate votes on it? Would you like, or just,
yeah, that,
just
do it together? Fine. That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, great. So we'll just conduct them as two separate votes. Easy enough. Are there any comments, Linda, from the public on this item?
I do not see any comments.
Great. Do any board members have any comments or questions or clarifications on? Hearing none, let's hold a vote on 2.1, from which board member Kimmelshue will be abstaining.
Board Member Cooper here. I'd like to make a motion to adopt the 2.1 in the minute.
Great. Is there a second?
Yeah, this is Jeff Royer. I'll second.
Great. We have the motion and the second. Linda, at your convenience, a roll call.
Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Royer? Or Chair, aye. Vice Chair, sorry.
That's board, fine.
And I don't know, Board Member Reynolds, but she was not here also.
I will abstain also, just as I wasn't there.
Okay, thank you. And then we have Chair Tyshinsky.
Aye. Okay. So that passes 3-0 with two abstentions. And then 2.2, approval of the monthly financial status report. Is there a motion on this one? The motion, just to make that easy, I'll move that we approve the monthly financial status report. Is there a second?
Second. Todd Kimmelshue.
Great. Thank you. Linda, roll call at your convenience.
Okay. So, Board Member Cooper?
Aye.
Board Member Kimmelshue?
Aye.
Board Member Reynolds?
Aye.
Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Tyshinsky.
Aye.
Thank you.
That passes 5-0. Item number 3 we bypassed to go to item number 4, business from the floor. Members of the public may address the board at this time on any matter not already listed on the agenda. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. The board cannot take any action at this meeting on requests made under this section of the agenda. Do we have any business from the floor?
I see one hand up.
Deborah, Yeah, Deborah Lucero, I see that little notation there for me too. Fantastic. Supervisor Lucero.
I just had a question, and this is for Paul and for the Vina GSA board. I am wondering, I know that we are heading into a severe drought, and I'm wondering what the GSA's role is about a drought, how the GSA interacts with the drought task force, what the plans are. You know, is this going to be discussed at this board level? And why I'm asking is my office did a preliminary, just kind of a check around to see what's going on. And we called 12 drillers in the area to see what's happening. And some of the things that are being reported is that they are just absolutely swamped. It's a 4 to 5 month waiting period to get anybody to drill a well at this point. There are some other issues, such as some of the drillers have outdated equipment that is not CARB compliant in terms of emissions. And so they aren't able to get that equipment into practice because of not being compliant. So there might be some issues to help. So anyway, I wanted to bring it up because I know it's not the work of this board necessarily at this point, but obviously somehow you will be impacting decisions that will be made. So I wanted to put that on the table.
Yep, very, very timely issue. And this issue has come up in a lot of different settings, even at the state, trying to grapple with severe drought conditions while groundwater sustainability planning is going on. Generally, for the drought response, the county has a drought task force, as you know, and the county will be receiving a report at the end of the month on drought response. And generally, for the GSAs, and I'll leave it to the board to look at what role you'd like to play. But generally for groundwater sustainability planning is really a long-term planning process that does take into account drought conditions. And that was one of the issues we discussed during the sustainable management criteria. It's not a drought mitigation or response process. And that was specifically discussed during the development of SGMA. And even in the definition of undesirable results, it does specify that it for chronic lowering of groundwater levels does not include drought period. So if you're in a severe drought, it does have allowances that you could be outside of your planning process. I somewhat make the analogy that a drought's almost, and it is a natural disaster crisis, like a fire, flood, where there's an immediate response to deal with some of the impacts people are facing that Supervisor Lucero brought up. And you deal with that through emergency mitigation and trying to secure people's lives and livelihood. We are doing what's really the resiliency part of the planning for the long haul for 2042 that should alleviate some of the drought conditions as we've seen in the future to make them less disastrous in the future. So generally, and I'll ask Valerie, if she wants to chime in, generally GSAs are not looked to as being drought response mitigation sort of agencies, although there's things obviously they could do to deal with that. And some of the same issues that came up at the Drought Task Force and the Water Commission that the board will be hearing, a lot of the same issues that fit nicely into GSP planning, such as conservation, reporting and analysis. So, kind of with that. Valerie, do you have anything to add with that?
I think that's right. The only thing I can say in addition, and you touched on it quickly, is that when we're setting our sustainable management criteria, defining undesirable results and how often our minimum thresholds are violated during a drought period is very important because, of course, like you said, overdraft, SGMA does let you overdraft in droughts as long as you come back and are sustainable. So it does account for kind of this fluctuation. So we should account for all of that in the planning.
Thank you. And thank you, Supervisor Lucero, for raising that. I had sent Paul and Valerie, in fact, the management team, that question today among my questions for in my preparations for the meeting, anticipating that public comment might go along those lines, with the wells going dry in Glenn County receiving publicity along with other things with the drought. I anticipated that that might be there. So for full transparency, that was something that was already kind of on the targeted as a pin in it for a presentation if it wasn't an immediate question asked. So are there any other questions, Linda, or any other public comments is what I meant to say? I don't see anybody. I don't see any,
and there are no emails either. So,
great, thank you. Then we will move on to past the notice public hearings, because we have none, to the regular agenda. Item 6.1, approval of the VINA GSA 2021-2022 fiscal year budget. Someone from the management team will please present that.
Yes, this is something that we have to adopt for the 2021-22 fiscal year. This allows us to pay the bills through the Butte County Auditor. So they want to see that you've adopted the annual budget. Actually, they won't allow us to move forward till actually you approve the minutes of this meeting if you do approve the budget. The budget is the same as it was. It's based upon the $5,000 voluntary contributions that member agencies provide, which is $15,000. And that covers the budgeted tasks that we have for the year out of pocket, legal services, insurance, auditor, which I should say it is budgeted at $2,500. And we did identify a firm that will do that for $2,500. So we're working through that process, which is good. We have not done an audit yet. It's kind of odd we have to spend that much money for such a small budget. And other things such as web page administration and that sort. Everything else is covered through in-kind staff support and the development of the GSPs through the grant and in-kind staff support.
Thank you, Paul. Are there any questions from board members?
Yeah, I've got a couple questions. This is Jeff Royer. Paul, you mentioned the audit number being high. I would kind of agree for such a very simple budget and what I would assume is a very simple bank account statement. Is there any reason why that you're not aware of that, why the audit's so high? And it'd be nice to have that money available for some other things.
Actually, we had done an extensive, and the reason why we haven't done it is we've looked at other agencies, conferred with other GSAs, other small districts on their audits, and this was probably the best we came across. Most of them were running $5,000-$6,000, so, and a lot of them aren't even taking work on right now because of probably somewhat the proliferation of GSAs throughout the state that they're pretty busy. So it was very difficult to even get an agency to come on. So I don't know.
Got it. Okay.
But it'll be for 2 years.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Second question. Contingency, and I get for balancing the budget that that's where it had to come out of. Looks like we're going to spend, what, $1,200 and some change on advertising this year, which appears to come out of the contingency line item. Is $600 enough considering the public engagement that we're going to be heading into for the next year?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we did a pretty extensive mailing for postcards out to every owner of a parcel not served by a water purveyor. So that was the large cost associated with that. And that really upped our mailing list. We have now over 1,000 people. It went up pretty considerably. So given the timing and everything, I'm not sure we would do that again. So it is just a planning document at this point for budget, and we're going to try to work within those budget limits.
Okay, thank you.
But there will be, I think when we have the hearings for the plan and other things, we may need advertising dollars to put ads in the paper and those sorts. So those issues will come up and we'll make adjustments through the year.
And we have money, it appears we have funds that are carrying over from this year. So we have a little bit of reserve for something like that. Okay.
And I will say, and I'll talk about this in GSP development, it is sort of jumping ahead a little bit. You know, this has been fairly sufficient for this stage of Sigma in GSP development. It's pretty bare bones on just really just administering the agency itself. So one of the things that we've been talking about is for the long-term future of the viability of the agency itself and some of the functions you decide to take on, there's going to be an implementation chapter that's going to include how we're going to carry out all those things we have in the plan, not just projects and management actions, but agency functions, things we decide to do and carry out. And having voluntary contributions from member agencies probably is not the most sustainable long-term process. And we'd probably be looking to establish some dedicated fee for the VINA GSA. And we'd like to work that in concert with Rock Creek, since we'll be covering the whole sub-basin. But that's going to be future work after the plan submitted, but we may need to indicate that's something we're going to explore.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
While I had emailed the question about the legal line on the budget, because we already are running ahead of that number in our year to date, and we had did a supplemental appropriation, if you will, to boost that budget line. While we're going to no longer have these Zoom meetings, so that's going to be a change element. We're also no longer going to have as much planning in the second half of the year. So could you explain all those calculations into the $10,000 item and the idea about the sufficiency of that sum?
Yeah, generally.
Hopefully my question came through. I know my Zoom is terrible.
Yeah, I got you. You froze a little bit, but you came through. So yeah, generally for planning purposes, budget-wise, $10,000 for legal services, you know, unless other things happen, should be sufficient. There is provisions, you know, travel-wise, depending upon the meeting, for Valerie to Zoom in, you know, and that's always an offer. But there were other increased costs this past year that, you know, that were outside the norm for one time. One was reviewing the audit proposals. There was the whole legal implications and discussions with SHAC on a lot of detail stuff that was somewhat outside of the norm, and other things we had dealt with. So we're going to keep track of this. If it does look like there's expenditures going up, we can make adjustments. We'll report back to the board, and then we can talk to member agencies about adjusting that. But we're going to do our best to live within the budget means within our voluntary contributions.
Are there any other questions from board members? Hearing none. Are there any comments from the public or questions from the public, Linda or Cammie?
I do not see any, and there are no emails either.
Okay, with that, I'll bring it back to the board. Is there any motion on this item?
This is Todd Kimmelshue. I would move to approve the budget.
Any discussion on the item?
I second Todd's motion. This is Jeff.
Great. With that, hearing no further discussion.
Okay, so we have a first from board member Kimmelshue and the second from Royer. So I'll go ahead and do the roll call then. You're cutting in and out, Evan. So I think that's what you're asking me to do. So, okay.
Yes, thank you. Perfect.
No problem. Board member Cooper?
Aye.
Board member Kimmelshue?
Aye.
Board member Reynolds?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Vice Chair Royer?
Aye.
And Chair Chasinski?
Evan, you can do a thumbs up. There you go.
Thumbs up in case I cut out.
Thank you.
Thank you. So hopefully you all can hear me. Item 6.2, update on development of the groundwater sustainability plan. Paul Gosselin?
Yes. So we were really contemplating canceling this meeting and had it planned canceled up until a week and a half ago till we realized we needed to have the budget passed. Because otherwise everything right now, we're either have out for draft for comment, the SMC monitoring and GDE chapter, and we're busy drafting and getting things drafted through the stakeholder advisory committee and out. So we're sort of in this, for at least the board's purpose, in a hiatus. And it's, you can almost think about you're at the top of the roller coaster, and come July, we're gonna be whooshing down with a lot of work and action and getting the plans together. So I thought it would be a good time to just walk through some of the scheduling we have coming up that we're going to, as you can see from the materials, a lot of it from here on out is going to be jointly done with Rock Creek. I had met with them the week before last at their board meeting, generally gave the overview similar to this with the schedule, indicating that it'd probably be best practice that we have joint meetings coming up, and it looks like it would be pretty much through the end of the year. So that will be a logistic issue, but I think from a governance and a discussion issue to get to one plan, it might be the most efficient way. I think it'll afford the public the best venue and allow the boards to hear the same voices, hear the discussion amongst board, and have us proceed ahead. So as I said, the sustainable management criteria and monitoring network chapter, including the appendix on GDEs, is all for public comment until June 18th. The other chapters, and this is looking ahead for the board's purpose, the July 14th meeting, we're planning on having the draft SMC come before you for consideration for approval as a final draft, similar to what was done with basin setting. This is going to include a summary of what public comments we received, comments and recommendations from the stakeholder advisory committee, and also public comments at the meeting. We'll also have staff recommendations. So at that point, what we'd be looking to do is get that draft in final draft form. And again, none of the chapters become final till you approve the entire GSP. We've gone through this sort of iteration of public comment just to afford the public early access and the stakeholder advisory committee access to drafts, allow revisions of that, and then the ability to tie all those chapters together, make adjustments that are going to be necessary so it walks and talks together, and then have in the fall a 60-day public comment period, which will include all the chapters. And that would also include the 60-day comment period for land use agencies. So after what we'll also have on July 14th is the preliminary draft of projects and management actions and ranking that has gone through discussion at the stakeholder advisory committee, which is meeting next week. That's not going to be for approval. It's going to be getting your input and direction. So then we can turn around right after the meeting, make adjustments, and then have that chapter go out for a comment period. And I think for timing, we may not extend it out for 30 days. It might be a 2-week comment period. And then August 11th, that next month, we are gonna be bringing back final, but final draft. We'll also have the interbasin coordination report from CBI for your consideration. That will also go up through the stakeholder advisory committee on how we're going to address interbasin coordination in the GSP. So we had taken your guidance and your input as well as the SHAC, and we went to the Board of Supervisors too and forwarded that off to CBI. They're getting input from other GSAs. They've gone through their governance boards, their public Brown Act committees to get input into CBI. They're compiling that. They're going to come back out with a report from what they heard throughout the GSAs. And then we'll take that into consideration and start working it up to decide what we're going to take on. And then on August 11th, we'll also going to be discussing the implementation chapter. And that was the chapter I just mentioned under the budget about starting to itemize what the cost of different components of the GSP is going to be. And what we're anticipating the source of the funding is to carry out those aspects. Question at the shack, you know, a lot of it associated, but we'll have that for discussion for you on August 11th. Now, as we went through the schedule, our timing was to try to get the GSP out for the 60-day comment period in September. So to do that, because we also need you to give the blessing to put the implementation chapter into the complete GSP, as well as what we would like to do is to present you with an overview of the entire GSP, all the chapters and all the sections at a special meeting in late August and September. And the reason for that is there's a number of other chapters than the main ones we've talked about that are important. They're more administrative, they'll have descriptions, but we do wanna present the overview of the entire GSP to you and then have your nod to go kick that out for a 60-day public comment period, which then will go into November. It does require that we do hold a hearing, public hearing, even though we have a comment period. We can do that in the middle of the comment period. So we slated November 10th, the November 10th meeting, as the meeting to hold the public hearing. That way, if people don't write verbal comments and written comments, they can come and voice to you what their interests, comments, and concerns are with the plan. We might be able to deal with loose ends at that meeting and then schedule December 8th for hopefully having the ability to have you and Rock Creek consider adoption of the GSP. Now, depending upon comments and staff's time to respond to comments, and depending upon when that 60-day falls, you know, when we start it in September, we may need to adjust that date in December accordingly. So I think the special meeting in late August, September, and then November and December, we may need to adjust around the schedule itself, but we'll know a lot better once we get towards the end of August. So with that, as you can see, this is gonna be a pretty considerable slate for the meetings coming up. We're gonna make sure that these documents get to you well earlier than the typical 72-hour Brown Act. So we're going to try to back out our schedule and get them to you, I would like ideally 7 days in advance. You'll, like everyone else, be afforded the opportunity to see what the drafts are out there. But I think getting what the comments are, what staff response to comments are, and what we'll like to do is for all these chapters, lay out what we think are key issues that we need you to weigh in on from what we heard, where there may be really different of opinions that the board should be highlighted on. So that's the schedule. You know, once we get the plan approved, we'll be packaging it up and getting it into the portal at DWR. you know, that will give us time to get it in before the end of January, which is the deadline. But then also be working with you on the implementation grant, as I mentioned. Once we submit the plan, everything in there will be eligible for funding for the implementation grant, including project management actions and other areas that you prioritize. And what I'd like to do is to turn around, hopefully very soon after submission, to get that grant in so we can secure those dollars and get moving on the 20-year implementation journey we have. So with that, I'll open it up to any questions.
Great. Thank you, Paul. I've turned my camera off to try to upgrade my signal. Are there any questions from board members? I'm not hearing any. I hope that means that there aren't any versus me not being able to hear anything. I'll open it up then to public comment. Linda, are there any, Linda Cammy, any public?
Not hearing any.
Comments on this item?
No.
And no okay. Emails either. So.
Great. Okay, fantastic. All right, well, hearing no questions or comments from board or public comment, we will move on to item 7, communications and reports. 7.1, VINA GSA Management Committee updates. 7.1.1, VINA Stakeholder Advisory Committee update. There was a written report filed by Kelly Peterson. Kelly, do you have any updates to your update?
No, this is Kelly Peterson. It pretty much sums it up there in the cover sheet, and then those draft minutes are attached for more detail. But if there's any questions from the board or the public, I'm happy to answer.
Great. Thanks, Kelly. Are there any questions from board members? Hearing none, do we have any public comment on this item?
I do not see any hands up, and I do not see any emails.
Okay, then fantastic, great. Well, with that, then we will adjourn to the meeting of the VINA GSA Board and the Rock Creek Reclamation District on July 14th. Thank you everybody for attending.
Thank you all, have a good evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Linda.
Thanks for doing a remote meeting for us.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I was just worried with the laptop. It's such a smaller screen. So to be able to, but it worked. Yeah. So
you did a good job. Thank you.
Great. You have a question.
So are you there for business or pleasure?
Well, I'm doing this thing with my son for last week and this week.
Guess we can stop recording, huh?
Oh, yeah. Here. Let's see.